Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every week on Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Get Real Global Entertainment is the producer, and we are live on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Sonos, SoundCloud, and let's see, Google Play, all Amazon Alexa devices, and we're about to be on TuneIn Radio as well as Blog Talk Radio. So, yes. What up, all my wonderful listeners out there? Tune into the broadcast at LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Download the app to your phone and click on Channel 1, and you can listen to the show every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is your wonderful host, your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, and my wonderful co-host, business partner, and husband, James Mews.
What up? How you doing, everyone?
What's up?
How you doing, Jenny?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of upset.
Why?
About our guest.
Oh, it is what it is. Yeah, for anyone who knows our show, we don't like to be irritated by bullcrap. But anyway, we're supposed to have Charo on the show today. Unfortunately, due to scheduling conflicts, she could not make it. It is what it is. We're going to keep the party rolling with or without a guest. We don't really care. you already know I'm not going to stop this shit just because we couldn't have somebody famous on our show. We've had a bunch of other famous people on our show before, and we'll continue to have famous people and other bands and wonderful people on our show in the future.
Indubitably.
Hopefully, Charo, at some point, I can get her rescheduled and some other really great stuff. Anyway, you got any news?
Really, the only thing that's going on is that Texas shooting.
Well, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
So you might want to talk about it.
It happened during a church service on Sunday in just outside of a small town outside of San Antonio. My mistake, everyone. Golly. The story is a couple of days old and it's trying to hard.
It happened on Sunday. Anyway, 26 people got killed.
Yeah, that's
in a church, a small church outside of San Antonio, a small little town. What was it, 400 people or something like that? A very small town.
Yeah.
And 26 people got killed, and a bunch of people got injured, like 10 or some 10 or more.
Like 20 people got
injured. Yeah, 10 or over 10 people got injured in it, plus the 26 that died. So apparently he started opening fire outside of the church and then went in the church and kept firing. Yeah. Our heart here at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block and Get Real Global Entertainment, our heart goes out to all the people and the families and friends of those people that died and were injured.
Oh, so. It's in Sutherland Springs.
Sutherland Springs.
It's a small community of about 600 residents. The gunman's name is Devin Kelly.
Okay. I heard he was young, 20-something?
Yeah, like 26.
Okay.
He was armed with an assault rifle and 15 loaded magazines. Holy free, holy as
what? Yeah, he was meaning to do some damage.
Oh, my God, 15? The 15. Magazines?
That means he wanted to kill every single person.
That's the cartridge that goes into
I know.
Gun. I don't, I'm asking. Yeah. You know more about the magazine.
For a semi-automatic, that's what you pop in there, yeah.
So he put
reloads. He had many reloads. He had many reloads.
So probably hold what? Yeah. 20 bullets?
At least, depending on the gun. Bullets. At least depends on the type of gun.
15 of them and 20, 30 bullets.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a lot of bullets. And he was really meaning to do some damage with that.
He fired off 450 rounds inside the church.
Holy crap. Just inside the church?
This is what it said.
Wow. Surprising not everybody died.
Yeah.
God dang. Thank God for the church pews and all the other ways to duck down and get away from somebody.
Yeah, Holy they said Hannah. Some guy heard it across the street, and I guess he pulled out his rifle or something and shot the guy.
He went after him.
Yeah.
I heard
chased him or something.
I heard, yeah, the guy drove off. The gunman drove off, was trying to take off or whatever, and somebody chased after him, I believe. So I'm assuming whoever chased after him must have gunned his ass down, so... He's fucking dead now.
Yeah.
Whatever. His fucking ass is dead, and I'm glad of that. You just killed a bunch of fucking people. You deserve to die.
You know, they was talking about...
Fuck electrocution and all that shit.
Look, there was a shooting in a Colorado Walmart a couple of days ago. Killed three people.
Well, so you need to talk about that kind of stuff. That's important. Okay. That's crazy.
Well, I just looked at
that. Okay, way. Anyway, so we're done talking about that.
Did we?
We're done. We've already discussed the 26 deaths. We're done. Next. Anyway, moving on.
You said to talk about Colorado.
Well, whatever. You mentioned it, right? I don't know.
Just Colorado. I don't know.
In a Walmart?
Yeah, he killed three people. He was a raging racist, and he didn't really like Hispanic people.
Oh, so he shot Hispanic people.
Yeah. He used to cuss out Hispanic people in his apartment complex.
Lovely, lovely. He's probably a Republican. sorry, I didn't say that. Anyway, guns. He had a gun. That means he's a Republican.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal, and I still believe in guns.
You're progressive.
Okay, I'm progressive. I like guns, though. Just not to kill people, necessarily.
Okay.
That's a little bit much.
I mean, you know, if you got them, I mean,
a bunch of
look, I'm gonna be honest with
that.
You. I never was a gun advocate at all. You know what I mean? Until really I met you, and it's like, okay, I can at least look at it in a different perspective. You know, because most of the time, because no one I know use guns for hunting. They use them for killing human beings.
Because you... Okay.
I mean, live in the city.
Okay,
the city.
People can't see us right now because we're on the radio, so they don't know the dynamic of what's going on. You're listening to a white woman and a black man.
Yeah.
Just to get things in fucking
a white
perspective.
Woman from the country and a black man
from
the city.
Yes, a white woman from the country, from northern Maine on the Canadian border.
And a black man from
South Central Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
So, huge, dynamically different couple that we are.
That part, yeah.
And we work really well together, though. We're just alike. The funny thing is, we're just alike in almost every aspect. You know, which is kind of funny, considering we're both from such different worlds, and we have so much in common. I where I come from, guns are used for hunting, and it's different. It's not like that where I come
from. Yeah, you all go, y'all like hunt deer. And
yeah, deer, bear, moose.
Yeah, so
squirrel, whatever the fuck they can find, I guess. Pretty much something. Depends on what part of the country. If you live out in the mountain in the middle of the nowhere.
There are no bears on Crenshaw and King.
There ain't no deer or no moose neither.
Nah.
you ain't going to find none of that shit either. Where I come from, though, you know, and I like going to the gun range and shooting guns. I like guns. They're pretty looking.
They might got squirrels of Vermont and Vernon.
Yeah. Well, I like guns for collecting. I like guns for shooting at the gun range. And I like guns for hunting.
No.
But I don't think the guns should be used to kill a person. Look, there's a difference.
Look. I told you I went to that gun store that day.
Yes.
And I seen a couple of them things that I really liked.
Really, really big guns, yeah.
They was really nice looking.
Yeah. And then they made you want to buy a gun. See?
Yeah, I made
See, that's funny, isn't it? Funny, huh? You weren't a gun advocate before.
Until you met me. And then I went in that gun store, so I was like.
Now you see what I'm talking about.
I kind of like those.
Yeah. But just because you got a gun doesn't mean you got to go killing people.
No.
You know what I mean? Guns are for protection. In case someone comes in your home to do a fucking, what do you call it, home invasion.
Yeah.
Something like that. Like, that's when a gun is what it's supposed to be used for. It's for protection. Or hunting, you know. I understand
that this is, people, they're all up in arms about the gun debate and all that stuff. And I understand all that. But it's just like a car and a driver's license. A blind person shouldn't be driving a car.
No. Everybody shouldn't have access to guns. This is Jenny's philosophy on guns. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. There's a fucking difference. Because that gun just sitting on a table isn't anything. It's just a gun sitting on a table. Until you put that gun in a person's hand, that's when it becomes a weapon.
You mix that loaded weapon, let's say, with alcohol.
Yeah, no, I get your point.
You mix that gun in there with, let's say, with people that are angry. Let's say
again, that's people killing people. It's not the gun's fault.
But
the gun was just sitting there. That moron picked up that gun and shot a person. The gun didn't kill that person. The fucking moron that picked it up killed it. That's their problem.
But you had somebody. I mean, just think about somebody.
Do you see my point? Do you see my point, though? Stupid people shouldn't breed, and stupid people shouldn't have guns.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I'm coming down to. Guns don't kill people. People use guns to kill people.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
A gun just sitting there in a display case is nothing more than a gun in a display case. In the city, that's what guns are used for, to kill people.
Well, in your culture, not the culture I come from.
So in your culture, they got moose and deer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you use those guns for hunting. In the city, they don't have game like that in the city.
That's not the point. You're not supposed to kill other people, regardless of where you live. It doesn't matter. I live in the city. You don't see me running around killing people. Come on now. Common sense.
But at the same point, if people have a bad day and they got access to a gun.
Whatever. Again, do you see my point? People. You keep bringing up people. Yeah. People kill people. It's not the guns that kill the people. It's the people picking up the guns that kill the people. Get my point?
Yeah.
Okay. You just proved my point. You just keep proving my point.
But it's the same. But look.
No, but you just keep going around and around in circles, and you're like, you're debating, but really you're saying the same exact thing I'm saying. But yeah, I see your points too, though. Alcohol, people with alcohol and drugs shouldn't have access to guns.
They shouldn't have access to them at all.
But again, a gun sitting on a table is a harmless.
But somebody's sitting there drinking a fifth of Jack Daniels.
That's not what I'm getting to. I'm talking about sitting in a museum. Guns in a museum. Let's use that as an example instead of a fucking gun on a table. Guns in a museum sitting in a display case are just guns in a museum in a display case. But until someone breaks that glass, takes those guns, loads it with fucking ammunition, and uses it against another human being, it's just a fucking gun.
Yeah.
It don't mean shit. It's a gun in a display case in a museum. It's only when that moron, human being, picks up the gun and uses it as a weapon does it kill a person. A gun's just a gun. Again, it's a person killing another person. They're fucking idiots. I don't like that shit. Where I come from, we could shoot each other too if we wanted to. I could kill a bunch of my cousins in the fucking woods while we're hunting. Would you like that? I mean, some of them pissed me off. Doesn't mean I'm gonna do it though. Okay, that's the point. Just because you have access to a weapon doesn't mean you gotta kill somebody.
Of course not.
Exactly. It's called, again, it comes down to stupid fucking people. So anyway, let's get off that topic because that's just irritating. We've talked that to death. Anyway, next.
That's what guns do.
It doesn't matter. Again, it's a person killing a person. Move on to the next subject. We covered Ozfest meets Knotfest this past weekend.
Yeah.
Ozfest meets Knotfest 2017. We have a commemorative t-shirt. I'll be taking a picture with it and shit. It's Ozfest meets Knotfest. Of course, I bought a t-shirt asking the asshole for an extra large. It was dark out. It's my bad. Should have checked before I fucking left the property. I said again at the end, you sure this is an extra large, buddy? Yeah, it's an extra large. I walked off. We went back. Yeah, it's a medium. Can't fucking wear the thing. I'm a big woman. Anyway, I still have it as a memento and a souvenir from the event.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have it framed someday. So we saw some really good bands, which were some of the ones we saw. Thrown Into Exile is a really good band. I would like to have them on the show at some point. Mm-hmm. We liked the Deftones were incredible.
Yeah.
Prophets of Rage was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Prophets of Rage is a cross between Public Enemy and Rage Against the Machine. So
yeah.
Two fucking awesome bands that we love put together.
Damn.
And Chuck D was there. And I thought my husband was going to get off in his pants. So it was pretty awesome.
I almost cried and all that. I ain't going to sit up there in front. I've been waiting 30 years to see Chuck
D. Don't listen to him. He cried. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding.
I've been trying to see Chuck D for 30 years.
Well, you got, because of your wife, you got to see fucking Chuck D. There you go.
Because of my wife.
Okay, let's see.
Thank you, wife.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Who else? Let's see. Who's it? Oh, Ozzy Osbourne, please. I filmed a bunch of his songs and shit. So, but we're going to have to, I'm going to have to load that up all through my fucking computer. I'll load up the videos to Facebook soon so everybody can check it out. If you want to call into the show and talk to us today, if you have any comments, if you went to Ozfest meets Knotfest and you want to pipe in on what the fuck you saw and who you experienced and what bands you saw and what you liked.
Our Philly show.
Whatever. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815.
Guess who's here?
The Blesbian is here. Yay!
Silent giggles.
Silent giggles. Speaking. Tashina Saunders. Of course, she went to four. I put on three. Anyway, there we go. Now you can say something. Tashina Saunders is in the house, a.k.a. Silent Giggles.
What is up?
Third two-hour craziness here at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We were just talking about Ozfest meets Knotfest.
Oh, yeah.
We went to see them this weekend. We had a lot of bands. We're talking about the bands that we saw.
Nice.
I wish there was a bunch of these bands I did not get to see, which pisses me off because I would love to have seen them. Ozzy Osbourne was incredible, though. He was great.
The guitarist was like, wow.
Zakk Wylde was
holy
fucking phenomenal.
Fearless. This dude was playing all behind his head, all with his teeth and shit. Like, man, he was getting off, man.
Nice.
Yeah, he was
really good.
I love Zakk Wylde. Two of my things that I wanted to see in my life were Ozzy Osbourne and Zakk Wylde. And I cut them both in one show. So I'm happy with that.
On the stage at the same time.
Prophets of Rage was great. I mean, I always wanted to see Rage Against the Machine, and that's basically kind of like seeing Rage.
They
played
Rage Against the Machine songs.
I've never really been a huge Deftones fan.
I have.
I don't really know their music like that, to be honest. So that's a you thing.
Yeah.
That's more of a JJ thing.
Yeah, I like the Deftones.
That's a JJ thing. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. I just have to get more accustomed to their... I have to get more acquainted with their music.
Mm.
I just don't know their songs as well. I did know maybe one or two of the songs that they played. I was like, oh, okay, I've heard them on the radio before.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the name the Deftones a million times in my life. I know who they are.
I just
didn't really know their music. That's my bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I checked them out. Good enough. So they were really good. Oh, Dead. Dead's incredible. We did not see Dead on Sunday, unfortunately.
Way too early.
Because Saturday was Ozfest. Saturday, November 4th was Ozfest. Sunday, November 5th was Knotfest.
Y'all don't get it. Now, these were 12-hour concerts.
They were all day.
Both concerts were 12 hours.
They started at 11 in the morning, and they went till 11 o'clock at night, so 12 fucking hours.
Holy fuck.
The first day, we didn't make it there until the Deftones were on, because we were exhausted. Saturday. We took us forever just to get up there. Because our car rental fell through. So we had to find another way to get up there. So then it was just a pain in the ass.
And then we had to Uber here, Uber there. Uber everywhere.
Fucking Ubers. We had 90,
we Ubered the fuck out.
$91 in Ubers.
We Ubered the fuck
Holy
out.
Shit.
That was from the beginning, from when we left. The pot shop on Saturday.
Afternoon.
We got an Uber from the pot shop to the Greyhound. We took the Greyhound to San Bernardino. Got off there, took an Uber from there to the hotel, checked in the hotel, got settled, put our stuff away. I picked out a bunch of shit that I thought might not make it through through the security at the fucking festival. I wasn't sure what they were going to let us bring in and what they weren't, because they had a big list of shit that you couldn't bring and stuff. So So I was like, fuck it, and I didn't. So there's a bunch of stuff. I was like, going to these festivals is quite the trip, dude, especially if you're going to go to... We went to the Glen Helen Amphitheater, and it's like north of San Bernardino. It's not, I mean, it's San Bernardino, like, but it's not San Bernardino. It's kind of
like
crazy.
It's like the connection it's north of it. 215 it's no, it's and north 15. Of it.
Yeah. In between.
It's north, yeah, it's like it's north
where
though.
Where it connects somewhere like that.
Yeah, it's north of it though. So I'm
it's
like,
a huge
okay.
place.
It's like fucking huge.
Park, yeah.
And so we're like, okay, so then we got to the hotel, and then we took Uber from the hotel to
the Glen Helen
Amphitheater. Shredged all the way through the
two parking lots.
Like literally two parking lots.
What the fuck?
And then up a huge hill.
Yeah.
Then through security.
Oh, shit.
Then fucking in there. Once we finally got in, we're like, oh, fucking yeah. Oh, my God. I was out of breath because JJ made me, like, really work for it to get up that hill.
Yeah.
He grabbed me and dragged me up the hill pretty much. And I was out of breath by the time I got to the top. Anyway, let's just put
it that way.
So I'm like,
look.
I don't blame you.
Look, bring money.
Bring money.
Yeah, bring lots of money.
If you're going to go to a thing like that, bring a lot of money. Because if you want between food, if you want rock memorabilia, they've got vendors with all kinds of cool shit. If you want anything, you better bring some fucking cash.
Like, a lot of
money.
A couple
hundred bucks or
Easy.
More. $200, $300, $400
$500.
Yeah, $500. I'd bring some money to a festival like that. If you really want to get the full experience and get all the shit out of it, you're going to have to really. Plus, the goddamn thing itself costs, like if you were to pay for the tickets and shit, it's like, $250, $300, some shit like that. Plus, if you were to pay for everything else, the Ubers, the hotel, the fucking transportation costs.
Easily $1,000 can come out your pocket.
$68 was $68 just for our fucking round trip Greyhound tickets.
The room was $60.
The room was $69 or $65, something like that. $67. Is what I'm saying. It all adds up. We got free tickets. And we got free tickets that we won from KLOS.
Y'all went through all
competing,
that shit
to get... No, listen. A competing fucking radio station. I went right up there and talked to Mark and Heidi. I didn't give a fuck.
I literally
went right up there and started talking to Mark and Heidi. You know Heidi and Mark from the morning show on KLOS 95.5. Yeah. So I went up there and I started talking to Mark. And shit, and then he says, "Yeah, put in for the drawing." And then Kiara won the fucking tickets, a pair of 2-day festival passes.
Nice.
And I was like, "Fuck yeah!" You should have seen our seat though; it was way at the back of the section, way at the fucking back. But it was still a seat. We weren't on the lawn.
Yeah,
don't get fucked. I ain't gonna complain. Free tickets. Well, I paid her $20. I had to give her something.
Hey.
Everything.
Look, this bottle of water right here would be $5.50.
$7.
Some bottle
were
of water.
Seven. Some people were doing it for $5. Some people were doing it for $7.
500 milliliter.
It was bad.
Yeah.
They are definitely.
It was
wait,
bad.
Wait,
it was bad.
Wait.
The food
double,
was bad.
I had a double cheeseburger, right, and an order of fries. No shit. $28.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
They
not shitting you.
Crack.
Not shitting you. $13 just for the burger.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
And $15
yeah, it was
for the fries.
And it wasn't that great.
No.
I could have gotten better food at Carl's
Jr. A slice of pizza is $10.
I could have gotten better food. And Wiener Schnitzel was there, though. Wiener Schnitzel was there. Yeah.
It was like $7 for their dollar hot dogs.
Huh. Wow.
It was a lot of fun, though. I had a blast.
Swishers was there.
Swisher, yes. Yeah,
Swisher Sweets.
Swisher Sweets had their own fucking vendor spot there.
They had a canopy. Let's see
next.
And they were slanging. They were selling.
Goat Whore was excellent.
Yeah.
Goat Whore. I'm going to contact Goat Whore. Goat Whore was good.
What was the
Upon a Burning Body was incredible.
They're from Texas.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Hispanic kids.
They were jamming.
I mean, they could have been older than kids. I don't fucking know. But they were really good.
They were jamming.
The Black Dahlia Murder. Okay, they're really good. They have a huge following. A lot of people love them. A lot of people are watching them, and everybody and their fucking brother was up there. And they get people really riled up and really bring a crowd and really get you like into it. So in those aspects, they're fucking incredible. I'm just not so much into their music. But it's not because of them. It's just it's the style of music. It was too much for me. It was too overpowering. It was they're like speed metal. On crack. No, I'm just kidding. So they were like,
shit.
But you can't understand a word they're saying. I couldn't understand a word they were saying at all.
Oh, God.
But they sounded great. I mean, their music was fucking flawless. Everything was on point. They sounded great. They looked great. They had the crowd really fucking pumped up and all hyped up. And they have a huge following. So I'll be contacting them, even if I don't really
understand the words.
The music is a little much. It was just too much. It was just too fast and too much. And I love speed metal. I like hard. I like heavy metal, speed metal. I like all that shit. But if it's too much, like it's too overpowering, and it's you can't understand a word they're saying, that's when I kind of lose, you know, interest in it.
Yeah.
But I would still bring them on the show because we may not be able to really, you know, fully comprehend their music or love it as much as other people. There's a lot of people out there that love them and would want to. Okay. Just me. You can speak however you want to speak for yourself because you're a separate entity.
Because we're in America.
Exactly. And if you like them, go for it. I liked them.
Thank you.
They were really good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You have a right to your opinion.
I appreciate you giving me my opinion. Let me have my opinion.
You're a grown-ass adult. You have your own fucking opinion. I don't need to goddamn... Please, shut up. You're a grown-ass man.
I'm glad you recognize that.
You're going to be 50 next. You're going to be 50 next month. Shut up.
I'm glad you recognize that.
Please.
Holy shit.
I'm not one of those fucking wives who tells you what your opinion is. I don't do that. But the Black Dahlia murder for myself was just a little too much. It was a little too much, and it was just too much for me. That was just me. But I will still have them on the show. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really love them and would love to hear them on our show. So of course I'm not gonna say no just because because there's a lot of we've had people on here that weren't exactly always my cup of tea necessarily as far as music goes. But it's about the listeners, not about what we want. It's about what you as the listeners want to hear. Don't forget to go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. You can find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa devices. I've been talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Ozfest meets Knotfest. If you went to the show, you saw what was going on, you saw some bands, you saw some people maybe we didn't see and we aren't talking about, feel free to dial in 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. Life of Agony.
They were selling kilts.
Yeah, give us a call. Life of Agony was really great. I liked Life of Agony. There was a chick singer there too, plus a dude. And then Testament's been around for fucking ever. I love Testament. I've always loved Testament. So I'm familiar with their music. They're really good. So I'm going to try to hit them up. I'm not mentioning Prayers. I'm not talking about them. I'm not going to talk about them.
You stupid.
I'm leaving that one alone. 18 Visions wasn't bad.
Yeah.
They were okay. I might have them on the show.
Stone Sour.
Now that's different.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have, okay, just to let you know, they did not have, Slipknot did not play. It's not fast, but Slipknot didn't perform. But Stone Sour did. Mm-hmm. And Stone Sour has the same lead singer, Corey Taylor, from Slipknot. So therefore, there's a correlation. Mm-hmm. At least there's a correlation. It's the same people, just in a different form.
Yeah.
Stone Sour's just got different members, I think. It's not all the same members from, like, Slipknot.
But it wouldn't have...
I think it's got Corey Taylor. It's got Corey Taylor. No.
They had like four or five, maybe?
No. They had like six.
They had six?
Yeah. No. They had like five, six up there. Not nearly as many as Slipknot. Slipknot has nine.
Yeah.
Slipknot had nine, but they still had at least five. I think they had at least like six. I think there's about six people up there if I counted. I was trying to count. I was trying to see how many people because I wanted to see if it was the same dynamic as Slipknot, but not. Mm. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, nah.
They didn't even wear masks.
It was like six. No masks. No, because it's supposed to be a different dynamic.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor won a different part of himself. Slipknot was meant to be like this showcases me, this side of me or this whatever, and then Stone Sour is this over here. Apparently, Stone Sour came first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I read up on that. I found that out when I was reading some information online. Apparently, Stone Sour came first, then Slipknot. Then he went away from Slipknot. He kind of like put Slipknot on the shelf for a second and went back to Stone Sour. He kind of alternates.
You think he wanted to change or change the style or something?
A little bit. He just wanted, maybe with Slipknot, he wanted a little bit harder. A little bit more like speed metal, more little. He just wanted a little different thing.
The whole look of the bands.
Yeah, he just wanted. He wanted masks versus not masks. He wanted just different. That's all.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah. This, you know, but he alternates. He'll do Slipknot, and then he'll do Stone Sour, and he'll do Slipknot, and he'll do Stone Sour. He kind of alternates.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, maybe he's bipolar. Just kidding.
You stupid.
Just kidding. He's got to find out all his sides. Marilyn Manson.
Ooh.
Was fucking incredible.
Yeah, with a broken ankle.
He had a broken ankle. That man did not puss out. He is not a pussy. Marilyn Manson is a real man because he was on a broken ankle. He didn't puss out. And fucking go, oh, I got a broken ankle, so I'm sorry, I can't perform. No, that motherfucker got up there, he fucking performed, he hobbled around on a goddamn cast.
He did
a walking cast. They put him in a walking cast. He was fine. It's not a walking cast, but you know, but they put a boot thing, they put this thing on his in there so he could walk
it
fine. So that was cool. He was really great though. I was very apprehensive because I've heard a lot of horror stories about his concerts. About him flinging shit at the crowd, blood, other weird things. Like, I really was scared to go see him. I've always wanted to see him because I love his music. But I was kind of a little nervous and apprehensive to want to go see him because I was afraid he was going to do some really creepy shit. So,
he was really
fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The only thing annoying was kind of like when he changed outfits a bunch.
Took too long.
He would do a song and then he would change his outfit. Like, it would go dark. And he would be, you know, like kind of off to the side, just changing into the next, like for the next song.
Yeah.
Because so like each song had its own theatrical piece, its own like outfit, its own costume, its own whatever. So he literally, oh my God, it'd be annoying. The crowd would get pumped up.
Do a song.
And we'd do a song and like, yeah, woo. And then it would go black.
And you don't know if the show's over with three, four, or five minutes.
You'd be sitting there. Da, 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 da,
what's going
da,
on?
What's going on? I don't know what's happening. And then, boom, he comes out and he's doing another song. And then he goes away for 5 minutes.
It's
kind
of like a roller coaster. You hype for the song, you know. And
you know what I mean?
And then it just kind of
It's
dies.
Like, God damn it.
You know, some artists does that in, like, different countries and stuff on their concerts.
Well, it just depends on the band. Every band's different. Yeah. Some bands, like, if you're like, what's her name? Barbara Streisand. Some of these bitches have to have a bunch of fucking costume changes and shit, you know.
We're taking at least like 15, 4 times.
We're taking a 15-minute intermission.
But see, you
for costume change.
That I kind of understand as like a Barbra Streisand because it's not really type of hype. It's kind of like you listen to her music.
It's Marilyn Manson.
You at a rock concert and you kind of
I see your.
You don't want no 5 minutes.
Fall asleep in like 5 minutes and then all of a sudden wakes up.
Rob Zombie.
But I like the songs. I like Dope Show. That's one of my favorite.
Rob Zombie was the headliner for Knotfest.
Yep.
He was we didn't get to see him. I was afraid we were gonna miss our bus.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to really stay.
Nope.
That sucks.
I'm really pissed about that one because I would love to see Rob Zombie. If we had a car, fucking Avis. Fucking Avis. Don't rent from Avis if you have a debit card. Just saying.
I got screwed over.
Yeah. And now we got to get a reimbursement on the fucking... They make you prepay through a Priceline for the fucking car insurance, right? And we paid for that for like 2-3 days in advance. And then we go to pick up the car, and they wouldn't take us because he had a debit card attached to his, you know, his bank account. And because his credit score came back.
But I had the money to get...
something. But he had plenty of money on there and then some to have the car and everything. Fucking
doesn't
retarded.
Make any sense.
But because of that, we had to take Ubers and a fucking Greyhound. And anyway, whatever. Fuck it. Anyway, so I'm going to play some stuff now that we've done all that loveliness. Let's hear from some of our prior guests. Let's see what happens.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Evernow, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1.
This is the rock band Foe, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
LA Talk Radio.
Chanel Juan.
On iHeartRadio.
3, 4. This is Hurting the Heartbeat, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Booyah!
Hey, this is Slam on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio on Channel 1.
And iHeartRadio.
Yep. Party hard.
Don't do drugs.
This is Jordan Casty from $11 Bills, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes.
What's up, y'all? This is Mac Matt. I'm up in here getting in with Jenny from the Block on that LA Radio Talk station. Tune in, man. One love.
Hey, this is Maxwell Carlisle from Society One, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
It's your boy, Yellow Boy the Duke, a.k.a. the motherfucking Loke. If you didn't know, we on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block / iHeartRadio / LA Talk Radio. You hear me?
And that was some of our prior guests. It's just piping in. Now I've got, let's see. Oh, okay. So I'm going to play our interview with Elvira that we did at the Pinup Girl Boutique in Burbank, California. We were invited there by Pinup Girl Boutique to cover their event. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, was doing a collaborative piece with Laura Burns, who is the founder, CEO, and clothing designer for Pinup Girl Boutique in Burbank, California. Incredible clothing, anywhere from sizes petite, like tiny, all the way up to 4X. So it's fit, beautiful pinup girl clothing to fit any size. And we are going to play the interview with Elvira, and then I'm going to play the interview with Laura Burns. And so you can hear a little bit about them and the dress. They came up with a whole clothing line based upon Elvira and Pinup Girl Boutique. So here you go. Enjoy. Here's Elvira first, and then Laura Burns.
What's this for?
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Hey, this is Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Hi, we're here with Cassandra Peterson, better known as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She's here to launch a wonderful couture clothing line with Pinup Girl, and jewelry line. Ooh.
Well, yeah.
You go for it.
Okay. Tonight I'm launching my new Pinup Girl clothing line, which is like Elvira daywear, and sexy but comfortable. And then I'm also launching my Sweet Romance jewelry line, which is lots of spiders, lots of bugs, skulls, I really loved it. I absolutely love both of the dresses and this. I'm very, very happy and excited the way it came out. So
it looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
I know you've been in the business for a long time. Are you still doing the movies or any of those kinds of things? Any projects you got coming?
I have a couple surprise projects. One I cannot talk about, but I'm very, very excited, and I'm unable to talk about it yet until it's farther along. I'm working on an animated feature that's still in the works forever, eternity. Lots of licensing and merchandising things like of course the quit jewelry and my dresses and my slot machine that just came out. And it's going great guns, I tell you. I didn't believe that after 36 years I'd still be hauling it around.
You are amazing as ever, Elvira, a.k.a. Cassandra Peterson, is what you're really known as, because that's your real name. But you were a huge inspiration for me and many other girls of our era in the 80s and 90s, because you gave us women female empowerment. You made us feel good about ourselves, and like we could be on our own and not have to, live under the thumb of a man, or, we could just be independent and be ourselves. And I always thought that was great. And you really inspired me to be a stronger woman. Plus, I always love the eye stuff. So that's where I get my inspiration for my makeup and my eyes and all my stuff is from you. So, and, what up, Gonk? No, I was kidding. Sorry. I know he's probably passed, gone by now, but still. Unfortunately, doggy heaven. But thank you so much for talking to us here on Jenny's World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. And this is Jenny signing out, and we have a fond farewell here from Elvira.
Unpleasant dreams.
Oh, that's so hot. Okay. Hi, this is Jenny from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. We are here at Pinup Girl Boutique in Burbank, California. And we're here with the CEO, clothing designer, and starter of the wonderful company, Laura Burns. So how does it feel to have such an incredible event going on with collaboration with Elvira?
It always feels great, and I'm extremely excited. And Elvira is an icon, and Cassandra herself is an amazing human being. It was so much fun doing this with her, just collaborating on the different designs and getting her feedback and everything, and it was just great. She's just an awesome person, you know. So I felt it was a really, really great match between Pinup Girl and Elvira. There's a lot of overlap between our customer base and Elvira's, so it seemed like, it's a match made in heaven, in my opinion.
Right. And when you started this company, I mean, did you have this kind of vision in mind? I mean, I like the mantra of clothing for every body.
Absolutely. Yes. In fact, when we started, we did not make we did not mass produce. We cut everything to order. You would choose the style you liked on the website. There was a page that had 50 different fabrics. Then you entered your measurements in on the order form. And 3 weeks later, we'd send you whatever you ordered. So we were making couture for everybody since we started. And that was the goal, was to not, limit to different sizes. And back then, you were lucky if you could find anyone selling anything over an extra large. So,
Amen to that.
Then when we finally started mass producing, we did extra small to 2X. And actually, our first run, we did 3X, but I think it was a little bit too soon. Because I think at that time, my clothing has always been body conscious. You know, it's cut, it's tailored. And I think at that point, this is 2003 when I was making that sort of stuff in 3X. It did fine in 2X. 3X would drop down, no one would buy it. And I think it was just more that people were wondering, can I wear something that fitted? But by the time we brought back 3X, which was, I think, 2012, end of 2012, we actually did 3X and 4X. And those sizes sell just fine for us now. So I think basically people had to kind of catch up to the idea that, and I believe actually, that if you're plus size, you look better in tailored clothing. I don't think that we should be trying to hide anyone's figure at all. You know, what we should be doing is accenting any figure, regardless of what it is. And I feel that clothing that is more tailored and fitted does that, regardless of your size.
Well, can I just say from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block and all of our listeners out there in Radio Land that we appreciate you for making clothing for the bigger gal that's actually cute and affordable. Thank you so much.
I'll say it again. It's not hard, and more people should do it, and I'm sick of hearing excuses from other clothing companies. And thank you guys for coming and buying it.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And Jenny's out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Laura Burns, CEO, founder, and clothing designer for Pinup Girl Boutique in Burbank, California. You just heard our interviews with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and Laura Burns. They collaborated on a clothing line together and jewelry line. So that's wonderful. We're going to announce some things that are coming up. Let's see. Next week on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, we will have Melody Allen from Wiggin' Out Radio and Wiggin' Out TV on our show. We typically cover her events, so we're going to be going and checking that out, some things, seeing if she's got anything coming up, but she'll be on the show next week. So again, Melody Allen from Wiggin' Out Radio and Wiggin' Out TV will be next week on Wednesday the 15th. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to listen in 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time every Wednesday. The week after that for our Thanksgiving episode, holy shit, it's going to be Thanksgiving. The 22nd of November will be Killset, and then the 29th will be Sonia Harley, who's a very famous rock icon. So black rocker chicks, we love it.
Yeah,
more females need to be in the rock world. Let's see, November 17th, a week from Friday. So next Friday will be Slant is opening for Tantric at the Whiskey.
Okay.
We'll be covering that show.
Okay.
The 13th, this coming Monday, will be Zavang. Zavang. Mm. At the Rainbow Room. Oh. Rainbow Bar and Grill. Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood, California. Go check them out. So this coming Monday, the 13th, will be Zavang at the Rainbow Bar and Grill in West Hollywood. November 26th will be Dirty Machine, Foe, and Fracture playing at Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike Live. I believe that's in Hollywood because a lot of bands play at that venue. So I'm gonna assume it's in the one in Hollywood, but I don't want to assume anything. Never mind. I'm going to find out for sure and let you guys know before it happens. But it's at Lucky Strike Live. I believe it's the one in Hollywood, but I'll find out for sure. But that's Dirty Machine, Foe, and Fracture. Hopefully we'll be having Fracture on the show soon, too. We've already, if you've been listening to past shows, you already know that we have Dirty Machine and Foe have been on past episodes. And then we're going into December at that point. But we have a lot of great stuff coming up. Hurt in the Heartbeat's going to be playing December 9th, Saturday, December 9th at the Whiskey. And we've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Lots of bands, lots of artists, all kinds of fun stuff. But Ozfest Meet Nozfest was fucking awesome. And I'm going to play a quick song by, speaking of our buddies, Dirty Machine. He ran into Fred Durst at electronic store today. Fred Durst, I swear to God, probably thinks David Charles Leitch from fucking Dirty Machine is goddamn stalking his ass at this point. But holy shit. It was just a random mishap. He just happened to fucking go in there and Fred Durst was in there. So I'm going to play a little song that I fucking love to listen to from my favorite band, one of my favorite bands, Dirty Machine. Here goes out Mike Weekly and Nathan Youngblood, yeah. DJ Escusa, our buddy David Charles Leitch, and all the members, other members of the band that I can't remember their fucking names right now. Here is Discord.
You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. People like you never seem to give up the hope, the dream, the lie, the scheme, running off every vice that you see. What's wrong? What's right? You can't take what's mine. To the facts and the past and the bed that you made just to comprehend yesterday. I see the lines on the page are filling in finally. It never makes sense to me. Never makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, and a bunch of other stuff. Produced by Get Real Global Entertainment. We'll be back next week. We're taking you out with a little bit of Dirty Machine, bitches. Discord! Fuck you, he says in the song. Love it. To all our listeners out there, we love you. We'll see you next week when we come back with Melody Allen from Wiggin' Out Radio, Wiggin' Out TV. From all of us here at Gabriel Global Entertainment and Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining in.
Yes. We'll see you next Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as always.
Good night, baby.
Peace out.
Good night, Silent Giggles.
See ya.
Bye, Silent Giggles.
Gotta go.
There you go. Bye.